Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Attraction podcast Expect Butterflies. This time, talking about how to let your dreams evolve. Oh my gosh, I'm so fired up. I cannot stop thinking about this topic. You know, I'm a huge fan of Abraham Hicks, and it starts off with an Abraham story. Then it goes into a little bit of other stories. Well, let's just see where this takes us and where it takes you, because my goal is that by the end of this, you are even more tuned in, tapped in, and understanding how your life is evolving and how your inner being and your intuition is guiding you to that evolution so that you can let your life expand. We're talking career, health, relationships, abundance, all the things that you want. Okay, so let's start with this. Somebody asked Abraham in their Abraham Now series, I wanted to be an actor, and then I went into healthcare. And I love what I'm doing in healthcare, but what happened to this dream to be an actor from when I was young? That's the short version of that question. And Abraham's answer was so delicious. That's an Abraham word, so delicious. And it goes like this. It's still there. It evolved. Your dream evolved. So, and this is what I want you to take away from this, okay? And it goes like this. All the components that this person wanted as an actor are there in their career in healthcare. And now I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember exactly what was said, but let's imagine it's things like being an uplifter, seeing a smile on people's faces, using their creativity, making a positive impact in the world, right? Being a part of a large movement, whatever it is, right? Whatever it was that those components happened, they're still getting them in their current career, which is why their current career still feels amazing, right? That's why it feels amazing, because it is still an answer to those big, I might say general wants, but those overarching goals, right? Oh, and get this. Oh, this is also so delicious. Abraham went on to say, and this one got me, man. This one got me right between the eyes. You can say right in the third eye. Boom. When you were a kid, actor was the closest thing that you translated those overarching goals into. For example, you had those over... And so what I took from that is, for example, what I took from that is that you had these overarching goals and you said, I guess I'll be an actor. That seems to fit, because that was as far as your perspective was at that young age, your ability to translate those overarching goals, right? Oh, it gets even better, right? Let's take this into, I'll take this into my life, and then we'll take this into your life. So I remember, I don't know, third, fourth grade, I actually don't remember how, I was definitely elementary school, no, not older than that. And I remember sitting in the Episcopal church, and I could just feel, I could literally see and feel this golden light all around me. And I looked around at the people who just seemed unhappy. And I thought, I wish I could share this light with them. I want them to feel and see this, or feel it, really. I want them to feel it. I want to share this with them. And at the time, all I knew was, I guess I'll go and be a priest. So in the Episcopal Church, you can be a female and a priest. In some other churches back in the day, you couldn't, but in that one you could. So I thought, okay, that seems natural. I'll do that. And there was many years in high school, although I had never actually read the Bible. I didn't actually study, but I had this idea that when I got out of high school, I would go to the seminary. And I really might have moved in that direction had it not been for my high school teacher, my high school literature teacher, who saw something in me that I did not see. He saw from his perspective, perhaps a broader perspective, because he'd been around more. But I honestly believe, I get shivers when I say this. I honestly believe that he was inspired. He was one of my co-creators, right? He was one of my co-creators in my life at the time. Oh, I get confirmation shivers. One day he looked at me and he said, with a huge smile on his face, he didn't push at all against my conversation to go into the ministry. He looked at me and he said, "That is a fine idea, but why don't you go to college first? And then you could be a really educated priest." And I said, "Oh, that sounds awesome." And it took me in a completely different direction. Now, as it turns out, law of attraction, ministry, whatever you want to call this, right? This is where it is for me. This is the current evolution of those far-reaching things, sharing the golden light that I see and that I feel with folks, uplifting them in this way. Now that I know that this is one of the possibilities, I am doing the thing that I saw myself doing in elementary school, but the dream has evolved. So, is the dream evolving, or is my ability to interpret the dream evolving? Both, right? I'm getting more tuned into being able to interpret, and also the dream based on preferences is evolving. Let's stop and cap that for a second and talk about that for a second. My dream is evolving. Your dream is evolving. Thoughts are evolving. Everything is evolving all the time. All the time. Everything is evolving. Okay. And so what is this evolution? Well, anytime you have a preference, right? Evolution. Anytime you know what you don't want, evolution. Because even though you may be only focused on what you don't want, your inner being automatically focuses on what you do want, which is the, right, launched rocket of desire, Abraham would say, from what you don't want, right? So there's this continual evolution of things. So what does this mean for you and your life, and what does it mean for your career? Does it mean you can't have a career for your whole life? Of course you can, but that'll evolve inside of it, right? Maybe you start off with a bakery, right? And then it evolves into also having music in it, and then it evolves, right? So now you're doing catering, now you're doing this. The bakery is evolving, right? Those types of things. My ministry, if you want to call it, is evolving. First it was tarot card readings and shamanic healings, and evolved into some law of attraction coaching. Now I'm full on channeling. I'm full on channeling my group of non-physical guides called Hale. I never thought I'd do it, but it wasn't time for a long time. So I didn't actually know if it would ever be time. It wasn't something that I had to do. I just kept saying, I want to keep up with my evolution. What comes next, right? So podcasting, but you get what I'm saying, right? So here's the thing. Take a look at your career. How do you apply what I'm saying to your career? Go back and think about the times in your life when you were young, or any age, it could have been yesterday, where you were inspired to an overarching goal. Some people would say it's your mission statement, but I don't want you to make a statement out of it. I just want you to say, what do I love, right? What do I love? So for me, anybody who knows me knows I love communication. I love connection and positivity. I love relationships. Everything I do revolves around relationships and communication. I'm the person in the Dungeons and Dragons group who's like, come on, guys. Right? Let's all get together on this. I'm the one in the improv class saying, learn how to lean in and communicate with your instinct, your improv instinct. I'm the one in the law of attraction coaching, right? Who's like, all right, let's work on your relationship with source. When I say work on, let's learn how to interpret, and communicate. And of course, relationships, parenting relationships. I'm all about relationships and communication. That's always been a theme. And of course, having a ton of fun with people. Right? With people. Other people might be like, I have a theme in my life. It involves nature. I have a theme in my life. It involves art of some kind. I have a theme in my life. It involves technology. I have a theme in my life. It involves, I really want to be a part of an invention. I have a theme in my life. It involves children. I have a theme in my life. What are the themes? The themes and the overarching themes, the things that you keep coming back to. Put those on a piece of paper or even a huge poster board and say, when I think about this, like when I think about me, when I think about the topic of communication, I love it. I know other folks who are like, oh, that feels like work, right? be honest with yourself, as honest as you can be. Work on the words, fiddle around with them, go to the thesaurus, find different words. Draw pictures if you're not a wordy person, right? Look at your overarching themes and then say, give me that. Give me that. And part of this is going to happen, which is really great, is it's going to show you where your sweet spot is, right? People say, what's in my wheelhouse? Well, when I think about relationships and communication and all that type of stuff, right, there's a lot of things that have to do with business or whatever that I'm not that interested in, so I can outsource them. But I know people who love to comb through documents, right? I know somebody who's a bank examiner, loves being a bank examiner. I could not imagine being a bank examiner. I would find that to be a very not happy for me career. But this person really, really adores it on the work, that loves looking through all that documentation and finding the discrepancies or seeing the patterns in that type of a system, right? Oh my gosh, right? So when you figure out, because you already know, when you can see, tap into, tune into what you love, you'll also see where you fit in a business. And you can also start to say, what are the parts of a business or even a relationship, a partnership, life that aren't my favorite things to do? Relationship for me, I mean, I'm literally at the altar and I'm joking. I'm saying, you know, you're not marrying me for my housekeeping skills. Not something that I find a natural pleasure in. That doesn't mean I can't find pleasure while I'm doing it, but when I think about, right, my overarching themes, that's not in there, right? I read an article about a woman who is I want to say a PhD in chemistry or physics. It was a science, higher education science degree, and she had the career and it was great, and she says, I wasn't happy and I quit it to start a business doing the thing I love to do more than anything in the world. She started a business cleaning houses, right? It was years and years ago before I'd gotten into any of this. My jaw hit the floor. I was like, what? I cannot imagine that, right? But for her, oh my gosh. And she said, everybody thinks I'm a little bit, you know, why am I doing this? She says, because I want to follow my bliss. And it truly brings me joy. It brings me so much joy to see a house for a client or my own house. I think particularly for clients to turn into that beautiful, clean, you know, space. Anyway, play with this. If you feel that you're off track and you're not doing anything in certain areas of your life that line up in any degree with these overarching themes, that's okay. You don't have to quit what you're doing right now. Appreciate what you're doing right now for what it's providing you. If it's providing you stability or some sense of security right now, or money, appreciate it, the relationships that are there. Appreciate it for what it's giving you and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for what I have, and give me more of this, right? You can't see me, but my arm is pointing to this invisible poster board that I've put on my wall. Give me more of this. I appreciate where I'm at. I appreciate that I know now what I didn't know before. I appreciate that I can always tune into this. I appreciate that my inner being has always been tuning into these overarching themes for me and guiding me and never not guiding me there. I appreciate that my GPS, my source GPS, is always rerouting me, is currently continuously rerouting me happily to the fulfillment of these destinations. And the destination's not necessarily static. There might be multiple things that fit into that. But what's the path of least resistance? What is the path of least resistance now? Because that thing that I do now will also evolve. And maybe it'll evolve inside itself like the bakery, or maybe it'll start off as a bakery and it'll jump into something that seems different, but when you look at it, has those overarching themes. People would say, is it your soul's path? I'd say, my guides are saying, Halei's like, it's your soul's joy. Your soul's joy. So, tune in to the evolution. Okay? Tune in to your overarching themes. Go back. And if you don't remember what they are, set the intent. I want to know what my overarching themes are. I'll know when they give me shivers. And you can even ask really good friends. You could go around and say, "What do you? If you thought I had an overarching theme, what would you think it would be? What keywords would you use for me? Or what themes would you give me?" You could even Zoom with some friends and have a little sit down about it, right? You don't have to take their words, but you might be able to use their words. If they resonate with you, take it. But if they don't resonate with you, it might pivot you into knowing. It's like when I go to the restaurant and I say to my husband, "What are you eating?" And he says, "Why do you ask? You don't order what I order. Like, you pretty much never order what I order." And I say, "Yeah, but it just helps me get clear, because I say, I don't want that." And then I go, "Oh, what do I want?" So it can help you pivot. But set the intent. I want to know what my themes are. I want to begin to know what my themes are. I want to feel my themes. I'll know it by the way I feel, because I feel good. And you know what? I can only be where I'm at in my perspective. So I'm going to see my themes as clearly as I can see them now. And as I get more clear, more stable in clarity, as I get more clear, then I will also see them more clearly. And so it'll feel like, well, it'll just feel awesome. It'll feel like awesome. Yeah. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Allura Cheek. And I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.